With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, now, guys, it is time for the Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationship, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. And we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like this one, Tommy.
Ooh, I'm going to write my letter real soon.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you. Subject, I can't call her husband daddy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 28-year-old female, and I have a 57-year-old male mentor that I work with. He has given me great advice and helped me through some obstacles in my life. This is the first man that has ever treated me with respect and did not try to sleep with me. He is like a father figure to me, and I call myself his play daughter. The only problem is his wife. He knew that I did not have... the only problem... is his wife. He knew that I did not have any plans for Thanksgiving dinner, so he invited me to his home. He never talked much about his wife, but I figured she would be just as sweet as he is. I took a bottle of Moscato with me as a thank you for the dinner invitation. His wife greeted me, and she was polite, but not very talkative. She was finishing up dinner while my play dad and I had a glass of wine and watched the game in the den. I must have given off the wrong vibes because his wife seemed to get irritated with me quickly. It didn't help that I had on a crop top and leggings and they were dressed nicely. The next thing I knew, his wife stormed into the den and started going off. She started with, what is this play daughter mess? It went downhill from there. My play dad did not defend me. Instead, he fixed me a to-go plate and asked me to leave.
Yeah.
I was shocked and hurt, and I can't believe he let her go off on us like that. I think she owes me an apology. Now, he's been distant at work, and I don't know what to say to him. I hope that we can still have a cool relationship. Stephen Shirley, how should I handle this? All right, now listen, I know you're young. You're only 28 years old. But really, though, you know, the letter you wrote made you sound pretty innocent and sincere in the fact that you feel he's a play dad to you. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt for that. But you're going about this in the entire wrong way, okay? You don't go to another woman's house dressed like that. A crop top and leggings. I mean, it was dinner. Come on. Not just any dinner. This was Thanksgiving dinner. People usually dress up, you know, if they invite you out. You look presentable. Haven't you heard the saying, first impressions are lasting and all of that? What was his wife supposed to think with you looking like that? I mean, as my mother would say, fanning around her husband. And then you go into the den with him to watch the game, just the two of you? No. No. Well, why weren't you in the kitchen with her? You know, at least trying to help her out. Why didn't you offer? Even if she said no, you stay with her. You know, and what she did is what a lot of wives would have done, quite frankly, in this situation, because it just doesn't look right. You guys in the den watching the game while she's she owes you nothing. She doesn't owe you an apology. You're not going to get one. So stop looking for that. And you can believe he got an earful after you left about who are you? What's this play daughter mess? I bet you are playing with her. You know, all of that, playing around, all of that. That's why he's been distant at work, okay? And he will probably stay that way if he knows what's good for him. So for your sake, I hope this was a lesson learned about, you know, how to act around someone's wife, okay? Steve?
Okay. Shirley,
Everything you said is 100% correct. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, you told her the correct way to behave. All right?
Come on.
Now let's just go and tell the truth.
Come on.
This old ass, out of shape woman, jealous, insecure.
I'm not going there.
You over here with these leggings on. She can't find no leggings that she can wear that look like the ones you had on.
Really, Steve?
She can't find it. You done brought your ass over here on Thanksgiving. He like a father figure to you. Little out of shape, ain't what she was. Mad about it. So now he invited you to his home. He ain't said nothing about his wife. Most men don't bring up crazy people. Yeah, we don't go, man. This show enjoyed talking to you because this heifer I live with. But I figured she would be just as sweet as he was. I took a bottle of Moscato with me to as a thank you for the dinner invitation. Let me explain something to you. Hood people ain't really up on Moscato. You'd have had to take something else. Morgan David. Manischewitz.
Not Morgan David.
Yeah. Annie Bristol, Greenspring.
Harvey's Bristol Creek.
Yeah, something like
Were
that.
Needy?
You had to take some Spaniata.
Oh, I heard that from Spaniata.
You'd have had to take something that's really hood related. Something where she would go, ooh. But you know, you over there with your little uppity cute ass talking about some bottle of Moscato. Don't nobody in here drink Mosquito.
You're stupid.
Why she got to be that, though?
I know.
Where you
know,
get this from?
Where did you get her?
Thinking we just going to sit up in here and drink this little cheap ass bottle of Mosquito.
You know you're wrong.
Why don't you just bring some off with it? His wife greeted me, and she was polite but not very talkative. She was finishing up dinner while my play dad and I, see, now listen to me. Mm. Key word, she was finishing up dinner.
Yes.
Listen to me. She wasn't in there washing dishes. Her big ass was still at the table eating.
Hey,
everybody else threw. She in there finishing up dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she meant she was still cooking it. Yeah, she was still cooking it, Steve.
Uh-uh.
I thought that meant she was putting the food away.
For joke purposes. Yeah.
She was finishing up dinner with my play dad. I had a glass of wine and watched the game in the den. You don't watch the game after you eat.
That's true.
All right, hang on, Steve, all right?
Okay.
We'll come back with part two, I think. At 23 you after think? The hour, the subject is I can't call her husband daddy right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This holiday season, thoughtful gift giving means more than ever because buying for others can support the community you love. Like with Target's assortment of unique gifts and brands created by Black entrepreneurs, like Scotch Porter and the Lip Bar. Everything from fun toys and games to all kinds of beauty products and more. Make this season more meaningful than ever by gifting Black-owned brands. Just look for the Black-owned badge to identify them at a Target near you or visit Target.com.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject.
This
I can't call
attitude
her husband daddy.
Is about nasty... This letter is about nasty attitude from a certain woman. And I'm just trying to draw attention to what I think this attitude is from. Mm-hmm. Young girl, still got it going on, stuff still sitting up. Older lady at the house, everything done failed. So don't get mad at me, because I'm in here giving you another angle. This is an angle of a strawberry letter that I'm doing. My mama was a full-figured woman, so that ain't what this is about. I love my mama before I loved anybody. This is about this evil heifer right here.
Why she got
evil now?
She is evil. Because this lady thought that he was going to be sweet just like her play daddy. She ain't finna be your play mama, though. Sitting up in here, the only problem his wife had invited y'all to Thanksgiving dinner. He did.
But wait, what?
Because he ain't never talked about his wife because he's scared of her.
He living in fear.
Why would you bring that up?
Why is he afraid of his wife, Steve?
Cause something wrong with her.
It ain't nothing wrong
what
with
you
her.
Mean by something
she been
wrong.
Sliding off as the years go by.
She's only 57, Steve.
You've seen some 57-year-olds that look 80.
80?
You've seen a lot of 57-year-olds look 70. I think that's the case. I took a bottle of Moscato over there. That's way too bougie for hood people.
Motherhood.
Here she come in here with this bottle of Mosquito. It's Moscato.
Why do you talk like that?
Damn it, it is Moscato. Ain't nobody bought you no damn bottle of Mosquito in here. Look, she thinking of all the wine she could have had. Annie Greenspring. Bottle of Coke. Could have bought a 40 of Mickey's ale up in here. You can sit up here and bought this cheap Mosquito.
She don't know class.
His wife greeted me. She was polite, but not very talkative. She was finishing up dinner while my play dad and I had a glass of wine and watched the game in the den. You know we don't watch the game till after we eat. And you done got a glass of wine in there watching the game. She in there finishing up dinner. She was sitting there at the table eating another plate. My husband, Herman, know I have three servings.
Three what?
Three servings. Now, he done took your skinny ass in there watching the damn game.
What does she have on, Steve?
Leggings.
And a crop top.
Yeah. She leggings and a crop top.
So her tummy, her belly was out.
She's sitting up in there, got a house coat on from Walmart.
A Thanksgiving like dinner.
Yeah, that you just slide over your head. It's a one piece. Sometimes it's a tent.
Did she take them curlers out and didn't call that?
No, she all right. She tried to look all right. Now, you in there sitting up with your play dad, had a glass of wine watching the game in the den.
And just the two of them.
But they in the den. They wasn't in the bedroom. They in the damn den.
Well,
then she said, I must have given off the wrong vibe. Them tight-ass pants, you damn right you. Sitting up in here with these leggings on.
Because they were dressed.
She's sitting over there with a pair of Dockers on looking just like leggings.
Did you say Dockers?
She said they were dressed nicely. She said, I had on a crop top and leggings, and they were dressed nicely.
Okay.
It's right there in the letter. Because
his wife seemed to get irritated with me quickly. It didn't help that I had on a crop top and some leggings. They were dressed nicely. Next thing I know, she storming to the den and going off. She said, what is this play daughter mess?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'm not mad at her.
They're in the den drinking wine.
I don't think she said mess,
together.
But go ahead.
She didn't.
What did she say,
and
Steve?
It went down. What is this play daughter sugar honey iced tea? Sugar honey iced tea, you ain't no damn play daughter. Sitting up in here with your old ass playing. It went downhill from there. Your play dad did not defend me. He can't. Mm-mm. Can't what take up say? For you in her house.
No. Okay.
Tilda no. came up in here raising hell.
What's her name?
Tilda.
Tilda.
As that's the wife. Tilda.
That's wifey.
Oh, that's the wife.
Tilda came in here damn near. Then instead, he fixed me a to-go plate and asked me to leave. Right there, I told you the food was finished. He done got some fall and made her a plate. Baby, you're going to have to go home. I was shocked and hurt.
Because
she invited her to dinner.
So? Give her something to go.
Man, everybody take a to-go plate. Hmm. Something to remember the day by.
Uh-huh.
I was shocked and hurt and can't believe he let her go off on us like that.
On us.
Wait a minute. No. It was you. He can't stop it. What you cannot do is defend another woman to your wife.
Thank you.
No.
I think
thank
she you. Owes me an apology. And where you think she going to give you this apology at? Because right. You better not take your ass back over there. Because all this was a warning shot. You'd have sat there long enough. You'd have been on the news.
Yes.
You'd have been on the 10 o'clock news that night. This is a Houston letter right here.
This Houston. This ain't time.
Wow. Fifth wall.
Right off in there.
Now, he been distant at work. Told you he was scared of me. I hope we can still have a cool relationship. That's over.
Nope.
Steve and Shirley, how should I handle this? Don't go back over there talking about she owe you an apology. I very rarely ever seen old black people apologize in their house. My mama got mad at my daddy one time and said, Slick, tell her you sorry. I ain't telling the sugar honey iced tea. But I ain't finna say
all
sugar
right, look,
honey
we
iced
gotta
tea.
Get out of here, that. Steve. Please.
I don't even know how you ask me no sugar honey iced tea like that.
Please email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's
you
strawberry
email
letter.
The sugar honey iced tea if you want to.
At Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.